Hi, Nandamai. We're now at Sankari Kor, at the bottom of the hill of Arshana. We hear Sankari Kata, and then we go up to Shimandir.
So we're just speaking with Damodar Maharaj.
Hi. I'm glad you got a hold of him.
Thank you. We're listening to the Bhajans.
Hey, Will.
I'm Oh, my God. साल तक तपस्या करके इतने दिन तक बनेगा पत्थर बनेगा। ब्रह्मा जी को निर्देश दीजिए, ब्रह्मा जी लालसा में यहाँ पर वर्षा में ये पत्थर रूप धारण किया है, इसलिए हमारे ब्रह्मा जी आदि गुरु एवं ब्रह्मा जी को सर्वप्रथम उनको गोपाल मंत्र भी तुरंत कहते हैं, उनको गोपाल मंत्र दिया है प्रयोजन तत्व और जिसमें राधा रानी के साथ गोपाल मंत्र द्वारा, इसलिए ब्रह्मा जी यहाँ पर ब्रह्म पर्वत रूप से प्रकट हुए और इसी साइड में जो पर्वत है इनको विष्णु पर्वत कहते हैं, जब भगवान विष्णु भी यहाँ पर पर्वत रूप में राधा रानी की कृपा पाने के लिए विष्णु भी जन्म लिए, इसलिए जब विष्णु की बात करो तो जब ब्रह्मेश्वर आदि आदि ईश्वर कृष्ण के लिए भी कभी राधा रानी की जन्म होती उन्हीं के लिए कभी जरूर हो जाता है, इसलिए कभी यहाँ यही पर अपना ज्वाल वालों को साथ से यही पर वो भैया चराने के लिए आते थे, लेकिन सखा लोग भैया चराने के लिए आए लेकिन घर के लिए धन्यवाद नहीं लाए, और एक कन्या अपना पेट और बच्चियों में दूध दही मक्खन लेकर के घर आ रही थी, इतने कन्या ने क्या किया कि पर्वत को ऊपर बच्चा है और एक पत्थर उठाए और बच्ची में मारे मारते ही बच्ची का फूट गई और कन्या और मोती दूध दही में संपूर्ण रूप से स्नान करी, स्नान करी तो इतने सारे सखाएं और एक मोती धर्म का आई जाएगी और लुट पाट करके दूध में खा लिया, अच्छों को तो ये जो सखी जा करके राधा रानी को बोली ये अभी किस तरह बोल रहे थे मेरे छत से तुझके दादा अलग गरीब बच्चों में मार गए और देखा
पहना
दाहन है फूल पहना दी और ऊपर में फूल ना दे के कपड़ा को फूल करके भगवान कृष्ण को यहाँ पर जल बना दी और यही खड़े करके उसको ऊपर में दो तीन मटकी रखे और एक घोटी ऊपर में गई जा करके एक पत्थर उठा कर और मारे मारते ही मटकी फूट गई और कृष्णा दूर गई सही स्नान कर दिया और एक से पकड़ लिया इसमें कृष्ण को रोने लग गए
Therefore, Mahaprabhu, we knew that Ramaji had so much regard for the puja of the gopis Then weeping he went, then Krishna Balaram, and off the road.
But brother, but if you go to nephew, cousin, father, who will make our flower garden? Then that probably became the prize and all the town boys disappeared. Then that probably began weeping because finally had the answer of Krishna Balaram. So Krishna Balaram only gave his answer when that brother said he climbed and surrendered to the children of Mani Radhika. If we have time today, we'll know that Lord Brahma has four heads. So this Brahmanto has four main houses. Vilas Gaur, Karan Gaur, Gaur Gaur, Gaur Gaur. Four places of the, these represent the four heads of Lord Brahma. Because Lord Brahma with his four heads always observes the very departments of Sri Krishna here in Gajamando. So Brahmaji is a great devotee. He said about Sampradaya, we pray that we can also achieve the shelter of Srimati Radhika. Therefore yesterday we went together, they went to Nandagaon, where there is Jeev Parvat, Nandishwar Parvat. This is Brahmaji's place. So the second window is such a place. Even six big demigods come here to take shelter in some place. There are all these trees, all these stones, they are not ordinary trees, they are not ordinary stones. All of some form of perfected reaching, some demigods, some teachers without, some others without. Therefore, we are very fortunate to come to this place. This one will pass by myself. Baba is doing bhajan in Barcelona. Amen. And he was thinking that he used to come and he used to make flower garlands for Srimati Radhika. Then after some time, he became summer season. So when summer season here was very hot. Therefore he was thinking, there are no more flowers here. Therefore there was one rich man's house. He said, I will go there and steal some flowers to make garlands for Srimati Radhika. So nighttime, when you ask the owner of the house, can I have some flowers for Radharani Seva? Then that boss said, I won't give you anything. So that father was thinking, I better come here at night time to steal those flowers. So he was waiting there. Then he was waiting at night time, I will go and steal. So at night time, the father was hiding. He said, I'll go and steal some flowers. Then he saw some other men were also there in the darkness, who were there, some other criminals. Then the criminal thought this Baba has also come to steal. Therefore the criminals asked him, hey Baba, what are you doing here? You've also come to steal. And the Baba said, yes, I've come to steal flowers for Radharani Seva. Then the dacoits began laughing. Baba, you're a little loose in the head. You've come to steal gold, jewel, silver. What do you come to steal? He said, I've come here to steal flowers. He said, what's the use of stealing flowers? He said, listen, brother. Srimati Radhika is Mahalakshmi. If I can take some flowers and engage in her service, then automatically all type of wealth and opulence will come, no need to ask. Also, we can please Srimati Radhika. If she is satisfied, then Sri Krishna will be satisfied with him. Yasmin Swasti Jagatrasi. If Sri Krishna is satisfied, everything is accomplished. There is nothing left. I will achieve everything. With hearing Harikatha, the glories of Radharani Seva, then those criminals, their mind also changed. I said, Baba, we won't steal gold and jewels. We'll come with you and we'll steal flowers also. So those dacoits, they also stole flowers from the service of Radharani, and by the grace of Sadhu Vaishnav, they became very big devotees. Therefore, how fortunate we are. I used to hear Pujapad Janardhan Maharaj, Gurudev, Chirachinaka Maharaj, big, big Vaishnavas used to come to this Garavan. Then they would roll on the ground, and the thorns and stones would cut their body and bruise their body, and they would chant, O Radhe, give mercy to me. O Radhe, give mercy to me. Therefore, we're doing parikram of Varsana. We're also hoping we can bind Radhika in our heart. Just like Yamuna is bound, so also Radharani can be bound by Bhakti. Therefore, Jai Jai Sita
Dhanyavad. We'll go back to Srila Gurudev's lectures and then back live as soon as we can get in touch with them. Radhe Shyam.